So how can we know that the source of consciousness or the source of everything is good, is benevolent?
Yeah, this question comes up because we do see a lot of evil in this world, a lot of bad things happening, not too good things.
Now, the question is that
the
bad things happening to God, good things, that jars us. This is us because there is a pattern of good producing good, bad producing bad. There is an order over there, and that order is violated. That's what the question is. I eat
in a regulated way.
My health is good.
I
eat unhealthy. It's a normal pattern. Sometimes I don't eat properly, and still my health gets hurt. Then I get vexed. Why this happens? A very question that why do bad things happen to good people? Assumes that good things happen to good people. Good things should happen to good people, and bad things to bad people. So the question is, what is the basis of this presumption? What is the basis?
When Newton saw the fruit falling, he came up with the theory of gravity. It was his brilliance.
But before that, what made him ask? He asked this question, what made the fruit fall? And from that he postulated gravity. But what made him ask the question? What made the fruit fall? There's a presumption there, an assumption that things don't just happen once and it's all done. There's some order. So, the that we question disorder reveals that we expect and assume that there should be order. So where does that expectation and assumption come from? That is actually the order. There is an order in this world. And now, as far as the whether the ordering principle is benevolent or not, we always need to see things in the context of object, how good or bad it is. Evaluate it on its purpose. Say, if I take a small phone and try to make my next book on it, and then I say, yeah, it's so stupid, can't type a book on it. Your phone was not meant for you. The functionality or the appropriateness of a thing has to be evaluated in life. If you look at the world around us, we do see scientific approaches. A whole study of science is based on the assumptions that there should be order, which we can discuss. So we see intelligence, we see order in the world. But at the same time, we see also distance in the
world. So they use it for now.
And these two, at one level, we can't understand. There's intelligent order to the way rains fall, the mechanism by which water gets transported from the oceans or the water bodies to the land, the way the planet forms, all these things are based on distance. At the same time, stress in this. So now, is there any place in the world where there is intelligence in order as well as distance? That is possible. In a hospital,
This is here.
But along with that, distress is there. Now, the purpose of the hospital is not to cause distress. The purpose of the hospital is to cure distress. But the fact is, distress is there in the hospital. So, consider this world, let's take a hospital. There is distress in this world. But the fact that there is intelligence and order, and there is evidence of that also in this world, that suggests that whoever is in charge, whatever is the ordering principle, that doesn't have to be
doesn't have to be evil, doesn't have to be malevolent.
Because from the perspective, if you just see the hospital, there's so much distress over there. But if you look at the doctors, they're not causing the distress, they're curing the distress. So the distress that is there in this world is because people's consciousness is lower. And with that lower consciousness, they act selfishly, they cause hurt to others, and later on, they also get hurt in the world. But the purpose of the world is to help conditions and provide a facility to raise consciousness. And once the consciousness is raised, then one experience happens. It's like when a person is being hurt, and the person doesn't feel the pain last week.
So by seeing, if you summarize the argument, what I said is that by seeing, how do we know that the source of everything, the source of consciousness, the source of everything is actually good? First is that we see order in this world. And that is why the disorder raises questions. The assumption of order points to some ordering principle. And we see distress also in this world. Does that make sense to you?